Looking forward to the season. You guys have put the pressure on us, picked us number one in the West. I guess that's probably the first time ever without a starting quarterback coming back, but we'll take it. We'll run with it. Our guys will take it as a challenge. I think we've got a great plan going into this season. Our coaches work real hard. You know, having two new coordinators, defense and offensive coordinators, that really don't know what to expect yet. We've spent a lot of time in meetings, and our coaches that's been with us have talked about each team and what to expect with our coordinators and the type of players they have and the coaches and their tendencies and things like that. But I think we've got a great plan. You know, the thing about this offense that we've got is really no different than most offenses because there's only so many running plays you can have. There's so many passing plays. We are going to be different in terms of formations. We're going to play a few more wide receivers. We're going to spread the field. In the past, we've been a two-back team, which we're still going to be some of. We've been more of a running team, which we're still going to be the same. We're going to run the football. You have to do it to be successful in this conference or any conference to win games consistently. But the difference is we'll be a fast-tempo team. No huddle, line of scrimmage, and go. And last year on the regular season, we averaged 56 plays a game on offense. In the bowl game, and after nine practices, we had 93 plays in one game. Now that's good and bad. You've got to be consistent. You've got to hold on to the football, but we're still going to run it. We're still going to try to make plays. Now, the tempo of the practices has been a big concern for me. Obviously, going into a season with 105 guys in two-a-days, you've got to really limit what you can do and cut back on your practice time and or your plays because you can run a million plays in practice running this no huddle, and you have to practice the way you play. So. It's going to be kind of a hit and miss for us going through two-a-days, trying to find the happy medium and not running the guys in the ground and getting the best out of your players. But we've got to get ready to go. Last year we started out slow. We lost four games. Three of them we lost on the last play of the game, and two of them were two out of the first three games at home. And so our guys need to have a better mentality going into the season with a little bit more under their belt in terms of getting ready to play and getting ready to play early.